Just fucking unhinged, isn't it?
Just getting feral.
But it is good for a laugh, at least.
Me trying to do a winged liner and just ending up in tears. Oh, God.
Welcome.
Hey, guys. This is our first... sorry, can you hear Stella? I'm snuffling so much.
Oh, God. Okay.
She's like, where'd my dinner go? It's like, you ate it, girl.
It's all gone in your tummy.
It's all gone. Okay, I get it. How are you, babe?
I am good. I'm missing you.
I miss you too.
So much. I know. I've got separation anxiety.
It really fucking sucks. So we have been chatting a little bit, but not enough that I actually know what the fuck you've been up to.
Yeah.
Which for us is so rare, because I'm usually watching this shit so unfold.
Front row seats,
and now I've got no idea.
I'm like, I have been dying for like your date updates and stuff, and then I'm like, wait, but also I don't want to know yet. Surprisingly,
I know. We're all about the authentic, like active listening stuff that we've got going on. It's insane.
Yeah. Okay. So no, we're just gonna have to jump in because I can't wait anymore. Roster updates, Liv. I need them.
Okay. So I have two. So. Last we left off, I had a date in London last Monday night.
Yes, with sexy TikTok guy.
Sexy TikTok guy. It went really well. Had a little sleepover, which was great. I enjoyed myself thoroughly. And he dropped me off at the train at 5 o'clock in the morning, which was very, very chivalrous.
That's cute.
I know, helped me carry my bags and stuff. Really nice. Very gentleman, if you will. Stella.
Stella was like, I don't like him.
I know. She's like, oh, he made my mum come home slower. So he was great. He was lovely. I never thought I'd like a dude with a mullet, but I did.
Wow.
Yeah, just a general rock star. But, what was it? Yeah, I haven't really heard from him. Like, he checked on me and made sure that I got home to Sydney all right. And then I haven't really heard from him since. So I think it just, like, is what it is.
Mm.
Pretty chill.
Do you feel, like, vibes enough, like, you would date him if you came back to the UK? Or not, like, that strong?
Not that strong.
Yeah.
But, like, if I was in London and... he was like, we were both single and whatever, like, I'd definitely catch up with him again.
Okay.
Yeah, not like, oh my god, my one true love, I'm gonna move back to the UK to be with you. Definitely not that, but definitely like, oh yeah, if like time and place was right, like, I'd hang out with you again.
Okay, nice. Was the sex good?
Yeah.
Okay, she says with a smile.
Well, like, yeah, but, like, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me, but, like, I just get so shy the first couple times I have sex with somebody. Like, I think we've talked about it on this podcast before, maybe, and, like, sex expectations or something, but just, like, I just freeze up and, like, tense up, and it's, like, I really want to have sex with this person, and I think they're so gorgeous and hot and all the things. But, like, I just get so, like, in my own head and I'm like, oh, just,
Yeah. Because it's, like, awkward because you don't know them that well. So it's, like, you're still a bit on edge.
Yeah. And it's, like, I don't know. It obviously comes with, like, being in a relationship and, like, knowing what the other person's thinking and, like, what they do or don't care about and all that sort of stuff. So it's, like, not knowing somebody that well. It's, like, oh, God, I'm just a shy girl.
I'm just a girl, you guys.
I'm just a shy girl. Ah. So that's roster update number one.
Okay, well, I'm glad you got laid. Happy for you.
Thank you.
It was
well needed after our trip.
Yeah, good rogering.
A little... a a good Rogering. Oh my god. Okay, old man from the 1940s. Jesus.
Where's my pipe? Oh god.
Oh my god. Okay. What was I saying? I've completely forgotten.
You needed a good Rogering after your trip. It's exactly what you were saying.
I can't. Like 9.5 stars for sexy TikTok guy.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah, because he did everything right.
Okay.
The only like 0.5 star reduction was because I was such a nervous fucking wreck.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I don't know if I'm out here giving anyone 10 stars though. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah. I don't know.
For a first time.
Pardon?
For a first time.
For a first time, and like I'm giving an overall. Like, it's not just the sex. It's like the banter and the conversation and the just like gentlemanly behavior.
Yeah. And the mullet. Yeah. So.
Yeah, the mullet. Who knew? Who knew?
I love a mullet.
Oi, like. No really fancied one, but I don't know. I think it's too like Australian for me.
I was gonna say Australia is full of the mullet. The mullet is mad. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, he pulls it off. It's cute. What was it? So that was roster update number one, and then roster update number two. It's like a half foot in the door as to whether this even counts as a roster update, because I'm like, I was so confused about, and like you and B like know all this because I did like put it in the girls chat.
Oh yeah.
But like I wasn't sure if it was a date or not.
Yeah. Wait, so tell a bit of backstory. Like, this is someone you've known for a long time though.
It is someone that I've known since I was 13 years old. So I had the biggest crush on him on the school bus home, and he was always like, he's 2.5 years older than me, but like at that age it's like I was in year 7, he was in year 10, and like nothing ever happened. Like, he was just like sort of like, oh, my little mate Liv. And then like, I don't know, I think we kissed once when I was like, I think I was 15 and he was 17.
Yeah.
But like nothing ever, like it was just a kiss and that was about it. And like, we've just been really good friends ever since. And like, really, really just like good buds to each other. Anyway, so we tried to catch up a few weeks ago or a few months ago, and that it was the fateful night that I got stood up by two people. So it was, I was meant to meet him for dinner, and then we'll just call him like School Bus Crush.
Yeah, cute.
That's his code name, School Bus Crush. Because man, I was in love in year 7, and like everybody knew I loved him. And I remember a bunch of the year 7 girls, my friends, literally picked me up by all my limbs and were like, you're gonna go see School Bus Crush. And I was like, no, I'm not. And they picked me up and carried me all the way up the stairs, all the way to the year 10 block, and like dumped me in front of the year 10 lockers, like in front of him and every single person in year 10. And I'm just like this little year 7 kid, like, what the fuck, mortified.
Oh, absolutely
mortified. He was mortified, I was mortified. It was so embarrassing because he's like this older boy and I had a little crush, and I'm like, oh, this is so just, I wanted to die. I wanted the ground to swallow me up, and I wanted to die because I was so embarrassed. Anyway, so a couple of weeks ago I got stood up by two guys in one night. So he and I were supposed to have dinner, and he got caught up with some work stuff, and then I was meant to have a booty call with Floppy Head Idiot afterwards, and
Oh, yeah.
He also stood me up.
What a night.
I know.
Wasn't that the same night I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go for dinner with Mr. Once a Wife?
Yes. And you were like,
what the fuck?
So just Fucking wild, man. That poor little apartment in Woollahra. Ooh.
Saw some shit.
Saw some shit, man. Anyway, I've got to go pack it up this weekend.
Oh, God, don't.
I know. Anyway, so talk about getting off track. Jesus,
yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Flustered.
So you
like word box. What the fuck was I even talking about?
School bus crush. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're meant to have dinner a few weeks ago. That fell through, and then when I got home on Wednesday night, I messaged him and was like, "Hey, I'm home now. Like, if you want to catch up." And he was like, yep, amazing. Are you, like, how's your jet lag? Like, what's going on? And I was like, jet lag's all right. It wasn't. No. it was not. Jet lag's all right. When are you free? And he was like, I'm free. Like, I can be free Friday night or Saturday day. Like, we can tentatively pencil something in and, like, see how you're feeling. And I was like, yeah, amazing, sweet. And then the next day he gets back to me. He's like, I'm thinking Thai, come over to mine, check out the renovations. And we can just have like a cool, like catch up.
Okay, cute.
And so, yeah. And like, he seemed like the fact he was like putting down plans and stuff. I was like, cool. Cause this is the first time we've both been single at the same time in like our entire adult lives. So yeah, so like we've been friends the whole time. We've never done the deed or anything like that. We're just like really good mates, and he's like always looked after me so beautifully. Like, I don't have enough nice things to say about him.
Yeah.
Anyway, and like, I made the mistake of telling my mom. I was like, oh yeah, I'm having dinner with school bus crush, and she's like, marry him and have his babies like ASAP right now.
I love it.
He's so
like
blonde and gorgeous. I'm like, fuck's sake, mom.
They struggle though. No, I love how like your mum is just all for the love story, like always.
She's
invested.
She's
from
like, because well, like he was always really good. Like when I was younger and we'd hang out and stuff, he'd always like come see my parents. Like the first time we hung out, he like introduced himself, shook my dad's hand, and was like, "My name's school bus crush." Like, I'm just going to hang out with Liv at the beach. If you need us, like, here's this. Do you need my phone number? Like, all that sort of stuff. Like, just really good and respectful. So my mum has, like, loved him since he was a 15-year-old kid.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, he's a good boy. But, yeah, so I went over and I was, like, having a shower beforehand. And I was like, oh, my God, like, what if it, like, did, like, turn into something? Because I'm like, I think it's just a friend's dinner thing. I'm very sure. But I got in my own head and I was like, nah, I'm not gonna like shave my body or anything like that, because like even if it was something else, like I'm not gonna let it escalate into something when I'm like jet lagged and it's all a bit like too soon. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I was just like, no, not tonight is not the night, it's not gonna happen. And then I get there and it's lovely, we're hanging out, like there's definite like I feel a bit of chemistry. Because I'm just like, oh my God, like he is so gorgeous. I forget how handsome and like lovely he is to be around until like I see him again. And yeah, so I was feeling all the vibes, and yeah, I like could not get a read on him to save my life. I was like, oh, he's hard to read, but like I just wasn't catching the vibe from him at all. And I don't think it crossed his mind, and it got to like 9:30 and I was so exhausted and tired, and he was starting to crash out as well. So I just like packed it in and went home, and yeah, haven't he's messaged a few times because he watched Baby Reindeer and stuff, but that was about it.
Oh my gosh. Wait, but what kind of like told you what you thought you needed to know? Can you say that?
Oh, so he messaged me about, it was just before the Baby Reindeer message, but I can't remember, he messaged something and he called me Livy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, like I'm back to being like this like kid getting shot down by the older guy, because it's like like so many people, like there's so many people in the world that call me Livy, and I guarantee not one of them is trying to fuck me, because that's like the equivalent to, that's the equivalent to being called kiddo.
Yeah, which is not how I read it when you first told me, and then after that I was like, oh yeah, you know what, maybe that's what this was.
I'm such an idiot. I was
no,
like,
oh. you've got to suss these things out. Sometimes it is just a friend thing, sometimes it might be more. So
I know, well look, I'm lucky to have him as a friend anyway. I'm just like laughing at myself that I was like having a shower, being like, no, I'm not gonna shave, because like even if it is a chance, like it's like not gonna happen. And it's like,
not
you
me,
dumb bitch. You dumb bitch. You're about to get kiddoed.
Funny though. Oh. Hey, at least you went, babe. You went, you saw, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And it just like it's a good swift kick up the ass in like what like where my standards should be.
Yeah, fair.
Because it's like, oh, if this is how beautiful my friends treat me, imagine how beautiful, like, the right guy will treat me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's cute.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about standards that are on the floor, though?
Oh, my God. I believe it's time for your roster update. That's very swift delivery. Not delivery. What's it called?
Transition.
Thank you. That's the word.
A little transition. Okay, so I think last episode we discussed a potential new one on the roster, the poet.
Yes, what happened? I have no idea what happened with this, so fill me in.
Okay, so I think what happened was we were talking like a lot and like, what?
Excuse me, they were sending you like a dirty, like basic like word porn that you were having like sneaky wanks over in our hotel bed.
Okay, so that was like one time for a start, you bitch. Huh?
one time,
god damn it. Anyways, yeah, no, that did happen. Look, I was into it and like we were chatting a lot, and then I just had like a little mental breakdown moment, just like cute, and I was just like, I just don't want to speak to anyone, like I just want to be by myself, whatever. And then when I like, so during that, he was still like messaging me and stuff and being really sweet. It was actually cute. Like he wrote me like a cheer up poem, which was like adorable. But yeah, I came back after that and I was like, I just like, I can't be asked to like date anyone. Like, so I'm in London right now and we were supposed to go on a date on Monday, just gone. So yeah, because it was like a bank holiday, and I was just like, the more I thought about it, the more I was just like, I just don't want to go. Like, there's nothing wrong with him, and there's not like, it's not like if I even know if the vibe is really there, because I haven't met him, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was just like, if I think like it's hard to say now that I don't really want to go, how much harder is it going to be if we go on a date and then afterwards I'm still just like, I don't want to date anyone, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I like cancelled the date, and he was really sweet about it actually. So he was like no, I totally understand, like if you want to meet up in future, even just as friends, let me know. I think you're really cool. I was like,
oh, what a legend.
I know. So really cute.
Like a champ.
Yeah, he did. But yeah, I don't know. I just kind of like, I was like, I don't know where this would go. And so like, what's the point in kind of getting like embroiled in it? Especially since he like seems like genuinely such a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to end up like dicking him around. Do you know what I mean?
So fair. Right thing to do.
Yeah, hopefully. So yeah, but that's
so
that.
Why are your standards on the floor though? What are you doing?
I want to go to Italy.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man.
Oh God. Okay, no, hear me out. Hear me out. I don't worry, everyone. I've also lost any semblance of respect for myself. But I like Italian prick is just funny, man. Like, it's a funny addition to my day. And look, do I think he's going to be my husband? No. Do I think he's ever going to be loyal or faithful? Also, no. But it's just funny. And if I don't want to like date anyone right now anyway, I'm like, oh, what's the harm?
Look, do it for the plot.
I need to say that. Actually, I need to message your mum back. She messaged me the other day and was just like, any other trips planned, Lucy?
Babe, she asked me that today. She was like, so when's Lucy going back to Italy? And I was like, she better fucking not.
Okay, me and Sandy will be in touch.
Just let her know the house is yours when you want it.
Oh my God, I love that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
Oh,
I know.
no.
But he is like, it's just funny. Like, Liv, what can I do? It's hilarious.
Lucy, you cried three whole tears about this boy.
Exactly. It's just three. It wasn't four.
One more, and that would have been it.
But I'm like, I don't know if I would cry over him anymore because I can't take him seriously anyway.
Well,
Like,
that's fine. Well, like, here's the thing. So, you know, he's probably got a girlfriend still. She knows that you're in the picture. He knows he's a prick. Everybody's well educated in the situation going on. So it's like, ugh, make your choices, right?
yeah, I
Like,
mean,
if she
we'll
chooses
see.
to stay with him when he's very, very, very blatantly cheated on him, that's on her. If you continue to see him, that's on you. He's got to live with himself. Like, it's just everybody knows what's going on here.
Yeah. I mean, I do think they're officially done, apparently.
But that's what he said before, and
We've
she
said
had
that many times before, yeah.
and she had no idea that they were broken up.
Yeah. Yeah, look, interesting one, isn't it? He actually refers to it as our misunderstanding.
Whose?
He was like, ah, this was just a misunderstanding.
It was not. Like,
He's such
fuck, it
a
was just a
dick.
misunderstanding.
He's such a dick, but it's so funny. I just
It is
can't.
really funny. It is funny.
Yeah. But
Now
yeah,
that the
I mean,
rage has subsided, it's still funny. No,
yeah.
now that
So
the
I
rage has
think,
subsided, it is funny.
yeah, exactly.
Not still, it
And
wasn't funny at the time.
no, definitely wasn't. No. But yeah, I mean, I just think, fuck it, I don't even care anymore. Don't care
Good
about,
girl.
yeah, don't care about him. But it is funny, and I like attention. So, yeah,
You like attention from the wrong ones, though, apparently.
I know, I do. Hey, if it's the right one,
Ah.
like, oh, leave me alone.
I know, it's like,
Yeah.
ew, get away from me.
Oh my God, you know what I did the other night, though? I got.
I have a feeling you booty called somebody.
Oh yeah, I did. Okay, well actually, I got so drunk the other day. It was like Sunday bank holiday, so it was like day drinking, and I booty called three people, only one of which lives in the UK.
Wait, so who was
Honey, sweetie pie
Beautiful.
was.
We love him. We
Yeah.
love him. He's
Yeah.
end game. He's end game.
I don't know, man, but like it is like I don't know, he's nice and the sex is always really good. So I'm like, I think I actually just texted him being like, want a bone? And he was like, hell yeah.
Love that. Love that vibe. What a legend.
But he was at some like event thing and he messaged and he was like, I'm probably not gonna get back till like 12:30, like, is that too late? And by this point, it was like 11:30. And I was like, just like suddenly realizing like just how intoxicated I was.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know if this is the best decision anymore. And also, I would like to sleep. So, yeah, I was just like, oh, like, I'm just going to go to bed. But then he was like, let me know if you have any other time when you're in town. I just haven't replied. Because, like, now I'm sober, I, like, can't really be bothered.
You love him. Go to him. Go forth, my child.
I know, but I don't know if I can, like, I don't think I want to have sex with anyone. Like, I just can't be arsed.
Okay. Oh, my God. Are you feeling all right? Check your temperature.
No, I know. I'm thinking I'm down with something.
Jesus. In all the time I've shown you.
I know. I don't know. I just don't want to, like, get into anything with anyone. I do think that I could, like, fuck Honey Sweetie Pie and then, like,
later.
Yeah. So I don't think it's like that, but I'm also just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the mojo is down.
The mojo is not a mojo in. Yeah. It needs to go to Italy, is what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Just go.
I think I just need a bit of sun, a bit of pizza, a bit of tiramisu, a bit of wine. Do you want to come to Italy? It'll be funny.
Definitely not.
Okay. Well, that's great. But...
excuse me. My jet lag is lagging because I just cannot recover from it. I'm still waking up at like 2. Like, I woke up at 2:30 this morning again.
Oh my God.
And I went to bed at like 9 and woke up at 2:30.
Sometimes, like, I don't know, though, it hasn't been a full week yet, has it? Or it has?
It has. I just, like, I struggle so hard coming back to Australia.
Yeah.
I just can't ever get back on top of it that easily.
I think it lasts, like, it can sometimes last more than a week. Like, you just feel a bit like, eh.
Yeah. And anyway, so, oh, hello, Stella. You going to do big stretching? Oh, good girl. It's yoga time. She's farted great, thank you, babe.
Yeah.
Little duck. But yeah, so any other roster? Wait, who else did you really call? Did you really call Mr. Watt's wife?
No, oh my God, thank God, no. No, so obviously the Italian. Lies, that was 4 then. So then also Dutch guy, sexy Dutch guy. And then also Kiwi dude.
No way!
Yeah, so he literally is like in New Zealand, probably having his breakfast, and I'm just like, "What are you up to?" he was like, "Are you pregnant? Why are you messaging me?" I was like, "That would be like quite a long pregnancy." To not be showing if I was, but I was like, no, just keep my watch.
It was only like 6 weeks ago, babe.
Nah, it was longer than that, surely.
Nah, I reckon it was 6 weeks ago.
Nah, because it was like ages before we left Australia.
It was like the start of March.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, time flies, right?
Well, damn. She's been busy. Like, if I was pregnant, I wouldn't know if it was yours or not. I'm kidding. We use protection.
That's like my worst fear.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Should we move on to a topic?
Our theme for the week.
Yeah. So I saw that you had this, like, asked, and then I had this asked as well. So I thought, like, maybe this is a thing we should discuss on the podcast.
Our little Instagram Q&As.
Yes. So people wanted us to talk about ethical non-monogamy and, like, polyamorous relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was thinking, let's dive in. How do you feel about it? Like, what do you think?
Look, I wear my vanilla flag very, very proudly. It's not that I turn my nose up at anything of the sort. So, like, polyamory or, like, ethical non-monogamous relationships or, like, even, like, threesomes. It's, like, cool, like, you do you. I just have, like, zero interest in it for myself.
Yeah, fair.
And it's, like, there's just, like, I respect it, but it just, like, it doesn't turn me on. It doesn't excite me in any way. It doesn't even, like, particular, like, it doesn't cross my brain.
Yeah. And,
like, I'm curious about it and just, like, how does it work sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, like, oh my, like, I have, like, a few people on my Instagram who are just are constantly, like, inviting me to, like, swingers parties and shit like that. And I'm like, I'm so not interested in this.
I would so be interested in that.
But, like, that's so cool. But it's, like, I'm just, like, it's not me. It's not my vibe. Fair. But, Lucy, you have some experience in this. So, I want you to tell me about things that you've done, your position on certain dynamics within these, like, kind of relationships and stuff like that, as, like, somebody who literally has, like, very, very, very little knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
In this duo.
Well, okay, so for me, I think because I am bisexual, so I think because, like, I'm attracted to women as well, I always had that kind of, like, I think kind of fantasy of, like, I think I would enjoy, like, a threesome or something like that. I always think, like, I don't know, threesome seems like an ease into that kind of, like, world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, this was some of my stories from Field. Yes. I kind of, like, went on Field with this intention. I was like, okay, I want to try, like, a threesome, because I always thought, like, in a relationship, I'm a bit crazy, and I also don't know if, like, I could be in an open dynamic. Like, I don't know if I could, like, see my partner with someone else or kind of, like, get involved with that. But I was like, I would definitely like to, like, guest star in someone's relationship.
Mm-hmm. Special guest appearance.
Yeah. And then kind of, like, peace out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I went on Field with, like, this intention. Mm-hmm. And it's really good because it, for people that are in open relationships or looking to, like, meet people together and stuff, you can have, like, joint profiles, so you can, like, click into the partner's profile as well.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I matched with this couple, actually. Okay, I matched with two couples that I was like, okay. So then the first couple were like, okay, so we do this quite often. I was just like, oh, okay, scared. And yeah, they were like, so we're thinking we should, like, arrange FaceTime. Are you free in, like, half an hour? We can, like, FaceTime and, like, meet. And I was like, oh my God, because, like, a FaceTime is so daunting.
It's like a job interview.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, I don't know about this. So anyways, I freaked out and ghosted. And then the other couple were like, oh, should we just, like, meet for a drink and, like, see what the vibe is? And I was like, I don't know why, but that feels easier. So,
well, does he have time to prepare? It's not like, okay, half an hour and time, like, it's call time.
Yeah, exactly. So then I was like, okay, maybe I should go for this drink. So anyway, the day that I'm supposed to go on this date with couple number two, I was, like, in London. Was it a meeting or a casting or something? And then I go to get the bus home, and I can just hear, like, Lucy, Lucy. And I was like, oh God, what's this coming from? Anyway, it was this, like, beautiful man walking towards me. And I was just like, wait, like, I recognize him. Why do I recognize him? And it's the guy from couple number one that wanted to FaceTime. I know. I was
what,
like,
what are the fucking chances?
What are the fucking chances? And I'm, like, an hour out from going to meet couple number two. So anyway, we like chatted or whatever. I was like, oh god, yeah, sorry, I've just been so busy. And like meanwhile just like sat at home like twiddling my thumbs. And yeah, so then I was like, yeah, I'll get back to you. Like, we'll definitely do something. But in my head, I'm like taking this as a sign of like, you should go on this date tonight. Like, I was thinking of canceling. So I was like freaking out. So I was like, no, this is a sign. You should do it. So I did. So met this couple in a bar. And it's like really weird because it felt like being on a date. And it was also like quite like close proximity in this like pub garden. And so I was like, everyone can like hear our conversation, like everyone's 100% sussed what's going on here. Like, I just started like overthinking it. And yeah, but we got on really well. So they were like, oh, we just live down the road, do you want to come back with us? So I was like, yeah, okay, fuck it. So went back with them, and then we're like sat in the kitchen having drinks or whatever. And then the guy is like, how do you feel about massages? And I was like, I love to receive them. And he was like, good, good. That's all I need to know. And I was like, okay. And then anyway, so like, me and her are like drinking in the kitchen. He like disappears. And I didn't really notice. And then when I realized, like, she was like, oh, don't worry, he's just gone to prepare the room.
Oh my god. And you're like hoping it's not with like a tarp and bleach.
Yeah, I'm like, oh fuck, what have I done? Anyway, so we go up to there, so it's not like their room, it's like a guest bedroom. So I also think this was one of the rules. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm like ascending the stairs to this room. There's like smoke coming out the door. Like, what the, you know, fuck? Like a smoke machine from a nightclub.
What?
It's like red lighting. There's like candles on, and then there's just like an array of sex toys on the bed.
I hope they were clean.
Yeah, I hope so. And yeah, and then they gave me a massage together. And then we kind of went from there. And
oh my god.
Yeah. It was
like a movie.
Yeah, it was very dramatic and it did kind of make me want to laugh several times. But it's quite nice. Like, we'd have like little breaks and like sit and chat or whatever. But it was, I think I was like a little bit nervous and I felt a bit awkward. So I was a bit like,
did they know that it was your first time doing a threesome?
Yeah. And okay, also cool. They'd like, he'd done it a lot apparently. Okay. And then they'd only been together a couple of years at this point and they were just starting to do it like as a couple. So I think I was like the third or second or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were like a little bit experienced, but I was just like, ugh. So yeah, that was kind of like that for that one. And I was a bit like, I don't know, I couldn't like fully relax. And I was like, I don't know if that's like because I was nervous or because like maybe we're not like the best fit. Like, I don't know. I thought there was like times where it was like, and this was kind of my worst nightmare with a threesome, where like it felt a bit competitive.
Oh no.
Yeah, like not like badly, but like there was just like a little air of kind of like she wanted to assert dominance on the situation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, honestly, fair play, whatever, but I think that made me kind of like check myself in that, like, I was then a bit nervous of like crossing boundaries or like, you know, just not fully relaxing. So
yeah. Well, yeah, it's like, don't invite me into your territory to then like mark your territory all over me. Like, that's not.
Yeah. And it wasn't like, it wasn't super intense. I wasn't like uncomfortable, but I was just a bit like,
makes you feel like you're walking on eggshells a little bit, where that's not really the scenario that you want to be made to feel, to walk on eggshells.
Exactly. So that was that, and I kind of like left it. And then I think I was off field for like 6 months or something after that because I was like dating someone. And then I went back on. And I was like, look, you know what? Like, this was my fantasy. I'm gonna try again. So so I ended up matching with couple number one again.
Oh, damn, they came back into the picture again.
Yeah, again.
The
So I
third
was
time's a
like,
charm.
yeah, I was like, okay, this is a sign. And then I was also thinking, I was like, they say they do this like a lot. So I was like, okay, maybe this is a better
Yeah.
couple to like try this with. Because like, yeah, because I'm so like, don't know what I'm doing kind of thing. So anyway, they did the FaceTime thing again. And I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do
Do
it.
it.
I'm just gonna FaceTime them, get it over with. And it was actually fine. Like, obviously it was a bit awkward because it's like a fucking FaceTime with a couple that I've never met. But they were like really chill, really friendly. And I was just like, okay, cool. So then they were like, do you want to come to our house tomorrow night? And like, we'll just have some drinks or whatever and see if we get on. And I was a bit like, am I just gonna like go to like some random couple's house? Like,
Yeah,
and
fair.
it was quite far. Like, it was quite far from where I lived. But then again, I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it. So yeah, went had drinks with them for a while, and then it just ended up getting stuck into it, and it was so good.
Oh, okay, good. And it was just like,
Yeah.
it was just all sort of very much free and
Yeah,
you
it was
were
like a lot
like,
more natural.
okay, yeah. No
And
smoke
like
there by the sounds of things.
no smoke machines. Not that I'm against a smoke machine, it was just a little intimidating, I feel.
Yep. To say the least. Can you
Yeah.
imagine if that was just a dude, like a dude by itself though? Like if he just went back for like a one night stand and he disappeared to prepare the room and there was a smoke machine
Yeah.
and an assortment of sex toys and candles and red lighting, like I'd be shitting myself.
Yeah, I would assume instant impending murder. Yeah.
Oh
But
my
anyway.
God. Whew.
So yeah, but I think the thing is for me, for the so the second threesome I had with couple number one, it's confusing, isn't it? Anyways, they had like a very different relationship, and they were like very comfortable, like and genuinely comfortable
Yeah, like
with,
very secure.
yeah, and it was just like this was like just something they did together. That's all they kind of did. They didn't sleep with other people or do anything like outside of them as a couple. And yeah, they just seemed like so genuinely happy about it, and like it's just something they do for fun together. And they're like super serious about each other when they get married and like stuff like that. So I think it was like an eye-opening experience to meet them, because I'd never seen that work on such a like healthy level, I
Yeah.
think. Yeah.
I think it just takes very like-minded characters to be able to do that.
Yeah. Which is why I would say, like, I would never say never to like having that kind of relationship, because I think that it
Yep.
really does depend on like who you're with and the
Yeah.
dynamic you have in a relationship. And I think I've just never had that with someone. So I don't think it's like, I think I would never do it, but like, I don't know, you know?
Do you think, like, for me, for example, who has literally no interest in it whatsoever, do you think that, like, if I met somebody who was really into it and, like, made me feel really secure and stuff like that, that, like, I'd be comfortable doing that? I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but, like, do you think that, like, being in such a comfortable relationship could, like, change someone's mind into wanting to do that, or do you think it's just something that you have to have like genuine curiosity and like a fantasy to do it to begin with?
Yeah. I mean, I think like it's kind of both, to be fair, because I think like if you are in that secure relationship but you've never really like thought about it before, that person might like open up your curiosities to it. And I don't know if you do feel then like so comfortable in your relationship, maybe you would be like, oh, fuck it, I'll like give it a try, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I think obviously it's not for everyone. But yeah. I think like I'm probably of the mind that it would depend what relationship I was in that like could change. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. I only say that because I had a boyfriend once, a very, very, very short-term boyfriend, and you'll understand why in a second, who literally he went through like a week of just like hammering me about like, let's have a threesome, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no, I'm not fucking interested in it. And like screaming fights about it. Like so much pressure to do it. And I was like, just go fuck somebody else. Like if you want somebody else, go fuck someone else. And he's like, no, like I want you to be there. I want you to like, I want to watch you and a girl and stuff like that. I'm like, I have no interest. And he's like, he was like, but you're so secure in this. I'm like, I know, because like you're punching above your weight. But like,
I'm not worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just like not interested in this thing that you're trying to push on me.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think, yeah, I think it's not for everyone. And I don't know if I would.
It's not something that you can push on somebody as well. Like,
no.
You've both got to be into it.
I was going to say, I think it's like different if you're like, oh, I'd like to know more about that. Or like, what experiences have you had with that? Or like, what is it specifically that you kind of are trying to get out of this or whatever? But I think if you're just like, no, like, I don't care. I don't want to know. Like, I don't need, that's not something I need. Then, yeah, then shut the fuck up. You're done. Like, don't keep pushing it on as though, like, eventually you would just be like, yeah, fuck it, we'll do it. And it's never something you wanted to do in the first place. That's different. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's just like, it's such an interesting topic.
Yeah.
I feel like the old fuddy-duddy who's like, I'm just not into it, but like, I'm just not into it. I'm just not into it, man.
Yeah. No, I think that's so fair, though. I'm like, I'm very much like, I'll try anything once.
Yeah.
I haven't really been to like sex parties and stuff like that, but I definitely would. Like, I think that's something that would be like fun. But I did actually, when I was last living in Australia, my housemates were in a polyamorous relationship. And is it polyamorous or polygamous?
Polygamous.
Polygamous. Is that the same? No?
Yes. Polygamous. I probably should have brushed up on these terms before.
Yeah, we should have looked it up. Hey, that sounds
polygamous is like when like one dude's married to a bunch of chicks.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so I don't know.
Anyway, open.
Yes.
They were in an open relationship, and one night they were like, "Do you want to come to a play party?" And I'm like, I have no idea what that is, but I feel like I should say yes. So I did, and it was basically like a very like tame, beautiful orgy.
Oh, you partake?
No. So like I was there at like the beginning. There was a little burlesque performance. It was amazing. And then like my housemate actually was like, "Do you want a massage?" And I was like, "Yeah." I never say no to a free massage. But
I was going to say, Lucy and a massage just go hand in hand.
We were meant to be together. So I did that. And then people were, like, starting to, like, get to it or whatever. But it was actually quite late. And I had a 5 a.m. flight the next day. So I was just like, okay, I guess I'm done. And just, like, went home.
Good girl. Get your massage and go.
I'm like, I'm out.
You got yours.
So funny.
Oh my gosh, my video is frozen.
I know, I'm like, you've gone. It's okay.
I know. Sorry, boo. Hold on.
We got most of it. We tried.
We tried. Okay, do you want to do a quick ghost story? Or should we save it for next time?
I was gonna say, I don't know if I've got a quick one, and this has been going quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, let's save them for next time, because there is one that I saw you post on your Instagram that I want to get stuck the fuck into.
Okay. Yes, yeah. They're ready.
Yeah. That's going to have to wait for next week.
Okay. Hopefully when we figured out how to use this properly and have mics, yep. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hoping, praying, wishing, all that sort of stuff.
Going to make it happen.
I was looking for my headphones that have like my little mic on it, but I couldn't find them because desperate times.
Yeah. Anyway, I know. Anyway, we'll figure it out.
The mic saga continues.
Hopefully it'll be over next week. It's been exactly. Going strong though.
Been going strong. All right, girl. So everybody, thank you so much for listening. Please remember to download, rate, and subscribe. Anything else to add, Luz?
Leave nice reviews, send us messages, and thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys. We love you.
Love you. Bye.